So at this time and in these lockdown streets, there may be a few things that you want to do. You may want to learn a new skill, you may want to learn a new language, you may want to learn how to cook, or you may just want to sleep the lockdown away. Either way is up to you. If you do want to learn a new course, Udemy is fantastic for that. They have a course on just about anything and everything. We have put a link below so that you can access what we think may be some of the most useful courses to you. God bless you. So here are some more beautiful voices of people who have been able to share openly and vulnerably about how they've been impacted by what's happening in our world, and but you know also what they're finding helpful right now. So hopefully as it helps them, it will help you.
So Destiny, would love for you to share sort of like how this has impacted you. What stage or phase or movement or pace of life were you in? I think obviously the world's come to a standstill, but I think as it's come to a standstill, it's obviously stopped lots of people in their tracks. And so I suppose how has this outbreak, how has it affected you in your life?
For me, I think I've been quite unaffected in terms of the impact that it's had in my professional life, and how I've kind of run my daily routine. And I say that in the broader text in terms of not being able to work or being prevented from being able to work. I haven't had that experience like some people have. So I find myself feeling a bit guilty for having complaints during this time, because there's a lot of people out there that are prevented from going to work and don't have a home work set up, you know, where they can continue on their day-to-day activities for their, you know, for their day job. Whereas for me, I'm quite mobile and agile in the way that I work. So instead of getting up, getting dressed and going to the office, I kind of get up, get dressed and go to my dining table, my makeshift office. And that's what I've been doing for the, and it probably will be what I do for the foreseeable future until we're able to start moving around freely again. And I guess outside of being, and again, feeling quite guilty about being lonely, I feel a bit lonely, but I feel guilty for feeling that way because I live alone. I live in a really lovely apartment. I get to see the sun. I'm looking at the sun set right now over a city skyline, and it's beautiful. And I feel guilty that I can complain when there's so many different blessings that I have around me, you know. But then I also struggle with trying to allow myself to feel as well. But then if I feel, then I'm feel guilty that I even have these negative feelings because there's other people out there that's worse off than I am. And I hope that makes sense, because I feel like I'm just waffling. But I have a really, really big mixed emotion. Like there's a pot of mixed emotions. I'm blessed, but then I feel quite lonely. But then being lonely in a beautiful apartment is like, where are my problems in comparison to other people? So there's a huge level of guilt that I feel, and a huge level of responsibility not to feel, you know, not to complain. I have key workers in my immediate family, one of which, you know, we suspect, unfortunately, has contracted the virus because of being on the front line. And she's awaiting test results, but her symptoms are extremely, you know, they're in line with the symptoms of COVID-19. So that's a scary thing. And I can't go around and see how she's doing. And she lives alone. So it's really difficult to kind of navigate. It's a new space, but it's a new space for everybody. And again, I think that me being in my own little world and being able to go and get groceries very easily with the Waitrose just downstairs if I need to leave the house, and, you know, an uninterrupted financial position. I shouldn't be complaining. You know, people want quarantine bay, and it would have been nice if the Lord had blessed me, you know, prior to March 1st with quarantine bay. But, you know, that didn't happen. So I'm literally in this house, and even speaking now, I can hear the echoes of my voice reminding me of the fact that it's just me in here. But then in feeling this, how dare I complain? You know, there's people that are out there that don't have a safe space. You know, there's people out there that share space, and maybe with a violent partner or with a violent, you know, family member, parent, you know, where their safe space was outside of the house, you know, and now they're inside the house. How can I complain about my situation when there are several people out here losing loved ones to the virus, but also losing themselves, their minds, their emotions, their vulnerabilities, losing themselves in completeness to the effects of the virus. Mm. And that's why I struggle with how I feel, because I can't get out of my head of how others would be feeling. Mm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a struggle.
Yeah.
So there's been some things that I can say that I've implemented that has helped me through my struggles. And one of the things is actually turning off and not participating in conversations about what's happening, because I've been flooded on WhatsApp groups. You know, we've got work WhatsApp groups. I've got church WhatsApp groups. Mm. I've got family WhatsApp groups. I've got, you know, my Instagram, you know, I don't have or use Facebook rather. So I'm sure that there's information that people are getting flooded with from there. There's the news. There's those 5 p.m. daily updates from, you know, from number 10 Downing Street. So switching off has been very key, because too much information could exacerbate panic and fear. And that's not what we're trying to do. If we feed fear, it then becomes bigger, you know, whereas if we feed faith, then we diminish fear in that way. And we have faith that we're not in what is going to be the rest of our lives, that this is just a moment that we need to pass through and get stronger through. So switching off 100% and bringing in faith, praying, you know, staying close to God, meditating on the word, listening to preachers, making sure that I attend church on a Sunday via the means that my church has gone through to keep us all safe but yet engaged. So keeping my spirituality on 10. I've also taken up, well, to be honest, I took up a language before, but and I had been consistent in it before, but increasing my consistency of learning that language, which has been quite interesting, and I like a bit of a challenge, so that's been good as well. And you know, daily workout routines. I don't get my steps in anymore. I don't get to, you know, the 10,000 step challenge. I don't get to do that anymore, going to and from work and or the gym. So getting a daily routine in to kind of compensate for that is very helpful. And to relax my mind, I love a bit of Netflix, man. So just putting on a show, a binge-worthy show that I can talk back to the screen, since there's nobody here to gist with, I gist with myself. and enjoying a good show, you know, like I love a good docu-series or crime scene investigation type thing. So, watching good programming. But the biggest thing for me, I would say, that trumps all of that, minus the faith thing, because that can never be trumped, but is FaceTiming with family members and friends. I no longer take phone calls. I now only really do FaceTime calls. And I used to care about what I look like on FaceTime, but now I don't. Like, if you message me and you say you want to catch up, FaceTime me. Let's just see one another and stay connected as best we can that way. So, yeah. And for you single ladies, I would say, man, might be the best time to go on Hinge or Tinder, start swiping and start this virtual love story that can manifest into a physical one. That could also be a good hint and tip to kind of get you through. Because everybody in the world is feeling this right now. So if there's any, I guess, if there's any challenge in trying to connect with somebody, this is the one thing that everybody can connect on. So it's a really great place, I think, to start new relationships if you want them, because we're all going through the same thing right now.
To me, to get, you know, people from loads of different walks of life. And so I know that a lot of people who listen are parents and have found themselves to be teachers, newly employed. And so I wanted to hear from someone who, you know, is also in that predicament about what she's finding helpful right now, and what she's struggling with right now. So, yeah, she shares. How has this pandemic, how has the coronavirus, just the fact that the world's on lockdown right now, everyone's social distancing, some people are having to self-isolate. How has this whole thing affected you?
I mean, it came as a shock. It's not something that you really prepare for. You know, like, we were on lockdown a week before the whole official lockdown happened. Our office was closed. So we were all told to work from home anyway. So I'm thinking, yeah, you know, that's great. You know, it's great. I get to work from home, you know, be by myself, have a bit of a chill time, you know, while the kids are at school. Then I get a call from their school. They need to tell me that, you know, one of the twins, Amira, has started coughing. And I'm thinking, oh, great, I should now come and collect her. So I'm like, lovely, great. Only because she had a tickle in her throat, you know. She wasn't, like, coughing because she had a cold, but it's fine. And because then, at that point, the government had released a statement saying that, you know, if one person in the household is showing symptoms, then the whole household has to be on self-isolation. So I started this quite early. And at first, it was a little bit difficult just adjusting because I was still working and my work's quite demanding, and the kids had to basically learn to readjust themselves because obviously they were on a schedule. You know, you wake up, get dressed, go to school, then at school they've got their own little schedule, and for them it was like a complete shift, and they enjoyed the freedom. They were just like, yeah, no school, I'm happy running around up and down the place. And I'm thinking, what do I do with them? Like, so confusing, stressful, but luckily enough there's like loads of things and tools out there that were, people were sending, you know, stuff that could help kids like find things to do, which was great for us and, well, great for them. But for the most part, it's just been a bit of a shocker, to be honest. Yeah.
And then what would you say you found helpful, you know, being a mum of twins and you being a businesswoman, you have side hustles and you have a day job as well, just even just with your mental health, just your whole morale as a whole. Are there any helpful tips or anything that you can share?
Yeah, I mean, after the first week, which I feel like was a trial run for us, luckily enough, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of mothers, parents that are in my position, and I'm in a WhatsApp group, and we started sending each other resources. And one great resource someone sent me was like a working from home, working with children, like timetable. So what I did is I implemented that timetable onto the girls have a easel in their room, like a whiteboard. And I put the whole timetable on the whiteboard and I said, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to wake up at this time, have breakfast at this time. Then we're going to have, you know, a little workout session. We didn't really do that. When we have a little workout session and then you do your schoolwork, because the school would send work, their daily work for them to do anyway, just to keep up with what they would do up at school and, you know, the fact that they're not there, but at least they're not falling behind. So that was really helpful because then it gave them a sense of structure as well. Yeah. So they'll go to their room and they'll tick off what they've done for that, what they've done in that hour, and then tell me, like, okay, mum, it's time for movie time and things like that. And then also, obviously, there was loads of, like, it was nice, there's a lot of celebrities and things that were doing things like music classes, and then you had that guy Joe with his Joe Fitness in the morning. and just things to keep them occupied. And while they were keeping occupied, I was able to be on top of my workload, which was another obstacle in itself.
Hello.
And then in terms of like winding down, I was doing cheeky things like, obviously the girls aren't very good at telling time at the moment. So I would, so I would do things like send them to bed a little bit earlier than normal, like just so that I can have my me time in the evenings, you know, because it's hard. We're under each other all the time. Like, it's just me and them. So constantly around me, constantly in each other's space, and that can get a bit much. And for your own sanity as a parent, you want to have your own me time, your own time for yourself. So what I'll do is we'll do the whole bedtime routine. I'll promise to them nothing. Sorry, I'm being interrupted by children. We'll have our own bedtime routine, and then I'd say, "So, look, if we go to bed at early, you can have 2 stories before bed." And they'd get really excited about the fact that I'm reading them a bedtime story, and they get 2. So they wouldn't really argue or try and fight me with the bedtime stuff. So they'll be going to bed like a little bit earlier than usual, which gives me enough time to just breathe and like maybe even if I cheekily catch up on like some emails that I may have missed for the day, and then just like chill out, watch a Netflix movie, have my quiet time, maybe start thinking about what I can do with them for the next day, that can tire them out basically. But yeah, there's a lot of helpful resources out there on like Facebook. And, you know, mums groups are really good because a lot of people are sharing like what they've done with their children. A lot of, I've taken a lot of inspiration from homeschool parents as well. You know, parents that usually do the homeschooling thing. So if you know anyone that you can reach out to that generally do homeschooling anyway, they are pretty much very good at like coming up with ways to like structure the whole homeschooling thing with the kids. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much the tools and tricks of the trade that I can give. I'm still trying to work my way through it, figure things out myself. But yeah.
Thank you so much. It's so, so useful.
So do you have some extra time on your hands? Yay, me too. How are you feeling in these lockdown streets? Interested in starting a new book? Not really a reader? Don't like the glare on the screen? Have you heard of Audible? If you haven't, where have you been? Audible have literally hundreds of thousands of new books, from cooking books to romance novels to fiction books to how to build your faith. I mean, there's books literally anything. We've got a link below so you can access Audible and have the world's books at your fingertips.